Aleishur chelik beis kuf ein ches. At the bottom, harritze lageshes la avida musaris muchach lius lamdan. A person who wants to approach practical work in avida in musar has to be a lamdan. He has to be a scholar. Im beseder nashim unzikin tzarich lius lamdan kede lavin tzurata dishmates al buriyah. If, when it comes to the classical sugyos of shas, a person has to be a lamdan to properly understand the sugya. All the more so when it comes to these concepts. There's no place where a person is more vulnerable to make mistakes, and there's no imperative for subtlety of understanding as there is when it comes to midos. Not only that. This is a point we made earlier in the previous set of essays, that a person who's involved trying to perfect his midos has to be involved in learning. Mamash keshoir le'oil lalun bo'mkash al halacha, like a bull under the yoke to be involved in halacha, uchechamoir le'masa, like a donkey for a burden, lirkoish yedi'os rabois b'shas u'feskim, to acquire much knowledge in shas u'feskim. Meaning, as we've said before, asur la'aseis milimud musar v'avida musaris bama le'atzma, that one is not permitted to turn the learning of Musa, involving Musa, into its own objective. We made that point in the chapter that dealt with people who love Musa and just want to learn books of Musa. Tachlis hakoil hu eisek hatira mituch taras emidois. The ultimate purpose is involvement in Torah, but through taras emidois. It's not involvement in Musa for its own sake. Therefore, a youth is advised not to be involved at all in this set of essays here. His avoida is to learn Gemara, to acquire independence in learning, a path in learning, to acquire fundamental knowledge of the Rishonim, to acquire as much breadth as is possible. His job is to involve himself to a great extent in tefillah, to make it a big avoida, to learn halacha and musar, to become accustomed to be involved in thought, to be preoccupied with Torah thoughts outside of the Seder, and to be a good friend to his fellows in learning, in his room where he shares in the dormitory and at the dining room. That is the perfection that a youth is able and is obligated to attain. But these essays over here are not for him. A person is already independent in learning and is accustomed to learning Musar, has learned. So such a person should involve himself in the general approach of being a mensch, described in the first and second chapters of this set of essays. Only after having involved himself in this for a lengthy period, if he then sees need to acquire perfection in specific midos, and to ascertain certain subtle matters of conduct, then and only then then he can approach the avodah musaris which is described in this section of the Sefer. It is ideal to work on this together with peers, friends who have also reached the recognition that they have an imperative to work on certain issues of Musar after the preceding stages, as we've just explained. Ideally, they should have a guide, a teacher, somebody who can guide them in this avoida. Ideally, somebody who himself received this path from Gdolei Musa. Haseder sheboi nelech ba'avodas amidos einoy me'akev. So the order that you're going to follow is not indispensable. It's not essential, the order over here. Kol yechid, every individual, or kol vad, or every group of individuals working together, ye'asku b'midah kefi sh'ro'im tzorach la'atzmam. They should involve themselves in the midah to the extent that they see necessary for themselves, or kefi sh'eskimu b'neim, or according to their agreement. So it's not me'akev. However, mikol makom, seder mesuyam yesh b'marach hazi. There is a certain order. It wasn't written arbitrarily. B'makom rishoyin ba'ois ha'midos ha'polis b'ikar ben adam l'chaviroi. So we first discuss midos that are active, especially ben adam l'chaviroi. Acharein midos ha'nagois l'adam b'ino leven atzmoi. Afterwards, midos that affect the person within himself, his b'inenus, seder, das, etc., and finally, concepts between a person and his creator, tefillah, birkus and henin, avdus and emuna. Said as a hushitchi, this order is superficial, because, as he explains now, be'emes, kol midah negas gam lezulas, gam le'atzmoi ve'gam le'koinoi. Every midah has an impact on other people, on himself, and his relationship with his creator. So when we say that we're dealing with a midah that is for himself, or midah to do with ben adam l'chaveroi, the truth is that midos impact on all relationships. V'zeh pashut. This is an obvious point. His boinenus, lemashal, tzicha gam lechesed v'gam litfilah. So his boinenus, which we said above, is ben adam le'atzmoi. It's associated also with chesed and tefillah. Hakaras ha'toiv poeles gam ben adam l'chaveroi v'gam ben adam l'makoim. So hakaras ha'toiv is, of course, gratitude applies ben adam l'chaveroi and also towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midrusha gam l'adam beino leven atzmoi. It's necessary even when a person is involved with things to do with himself. Similarly, tefillah drusha gam l'adam atzmoi. Tefillah is necessary for himself. Tzach lispalel gam be'ad chaveroi. So tefillah is not only ben adam l'makoim. It involves all the other relationships as well. It's just in the point of departure, you'll find a particular midah is more shayach to one of those realms, perhaps another midah in its departure point will be more relevant to himself, and similarly, ben adam l'makoyim. V'inei Rabbeinu Agadol Rabbi Yisrael Zichu Yegin Alinu Kosav, Rabbi Yisrael Misalant writes, Ki Ikar Ha'avidah B'midayis B'dvarim Shebeno Leven Chaveroi. Interesting, he writes that Ikar Ha'avidah B'midayis is specifically Beno Leven Chaveroi. Lachin Ra'ui Laschil Ba'avidah B'midah Achas Me'asug Rishon. Therefore, it's appropriate to begin with an avoider in a midah from this first type, Kedei Lisyatzev Al Derech Nechoina Ba'avidah, in order to establish a certain path, certain correct approach to the avodah. Zechus hakedima b'zeh yesh l'midas ha'chesed. So the role this is given to midas ha'chesed, it has precedence over here. Ad kan.